It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado bill that would overhaul policing rules passed a House committee late last night. Lawmakers voted just before midnight to advance the measure, which bans chokeholds and requires body cameras, among many other things. CPR's Allison Sherry says the bill has drawn a surprising amount of support.
Republicans have, for all of their concerns at the very beginning when this bill was introduced, have come along. And, you know, the district attorneys have come along. Even the police chiefs say they have some concerns, but they've come along. And only one Republican voted no in the Senate. And we'll see what happens in the House. But that's, you know, I think what a lot of people would say is remarkable.
Four Republicans on yesterday's committee voted no on advancing the bill. At a U.S. House hearing on police violence Wednesday, Colorado Republican Ken Buck addressed criticism of law enforcement, saying only a small number of officers were bad. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on the hearing in the House Judiciary Committee.
Don't blame the police. It was a common refrain from Buck. The Republican touched briefly on the police brutality that sparked nationwide protests. He called for investing in police in vulnerable neighborhoods, empowering good cops, and addressing the root causes of crime.
A comprehensive bill, as was discussed earlier, must recognize the societal impact of single-parent families, of substance abuse, of mental health issues, of a failed education system, and of transnational gangs.
A Democratic member of the committee took issue with Buck's remarks, saying he was ignoring the impact of centuries of racial inequality. Democrats are pushing a police reform package that includes more training for law enforcement and a ban on chokeholds. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Outbreaks of COVID-19 at elder care facilities in Colorado have declined since April, but health experts say there's another serious health risk to nursing home residents during a time of social distancing and limited visitors, loneliness. In response to that concern, Governor Polis announced last week that the state is creating a plan where people could visit relatives in nursing homes after being tested for COVID-19. Authorities are searching for whoever defaced fragile geological formations east of Colorado Springs. The Gazette reports a hiker spotted the graffiti, which includes a heart and the word love, at Paint Mines Interpretive Park. Indigenous people once used the park's colorful clay to make paints, and its rock formations are so fragile that hiking and climbing there is forbidden. This is CPR News.